Each religion has its own uniqueness, but all religions share this insight profoundly in common, the idea of the essential goodness of the human heart. Every religion has as its goal the development of our innate goodness, our essential godlikeness. If meditation expresses itself in terms of compassion, kindness, forgiveness, gentleness, concern for others, the spirit of service, that is the good heart, and we recognize goodness of that kind in a human being regardless of their faith or lack of faith. We recognized it in Mother Teresa, we recognize it in the Dalai Lama and Pope Francis. We should also recognize it in ourselves. The essential meaning of the human life is the development of this good heart. It is always directed in love and selflessness towards others and is particularly visible in compassion and forgiveness and small acts of kindness. John Maine said the best way to prepare for meditation is with small acts of kindness. We can look at all the fruits of meditation in this light. Fruits is a good word to describe what happens when you meditate, as the good heart that grows naturally in us is a result of regular meditation. It is like a seed planted in the ground, it germinates and starts to grow in stages. It eventually gets flowers, then fruits, seeds, and keeps the cycle going. So the fruits of meditation are naturally part of the process of spiritual growth. This is particularly important for Christians to remember. Many of us think of virtue or being good in terms of our will. We think we have to overcome negative things by willpower, and that being good has to be forced. Willpower by itself won't bring about much spiritual enlightenment. We need a certain amount of willpower, but willpower alone will not achieve liberty of spirit. That is why it is important to trust the naturalness of growth in spiritual development. In the parables of Jesus, notice how many are about natural growth, seeds planted in the ground, vines that grow. The seeds of these fruits are already within us, as part of our essential nature. This is what we are actually like. We are essentially quite nice people. We are naturally good people. To develop and realize those seeds of goodness, the good heart, is the purpose of meditation. It comes about in a combination between faith and grace. On the one hand, there is our faith, e.g. the act of faith we make when we sit to meditate, when we say the mantra faithfully and humbly from beginning to end. That's the faith to make it part of our life. And on the other hand, there is grace. Grace is that mysterious presence of the energy of love, the energy of God in our lives, which is never very far away, which we can forget or ignore, but which is always there at work deep within us. Between faith and grace, this work reaches its full potential.